Philippians chapter 3. Yes, indeed. The level meter isn't working now, but hopefully we're... Okay. Good. Philippians chapter 3, then. Let's begin reading in verse number 8 as we continue our series on that I may know him. Philippians 3 and verse number 8. Ye doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Let's pray. Our dear Lord, as we look into your word this morning, we ask that your Holy Spirit would be our teacher and guide. Lord, teach us new things that we might know you in a closer manner, that we might conform to the fellowship of your sufferings and count the excellency of the knowledge of you greater than anything else in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Can somebody, in a succinct manner, point out the chief difference between the writings of the Apostle Paul and, let's say, James or John?